Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 311. Today we're going to be talking about being grateful for the home that you have. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so today I wanted to talk about being grateful for the home that you have, or the homes that we have. Gratitude and contentment are one of the most useful practices for leading a frugal life. Like, if you work on gratitude and contentment with pretty much every area of your life, it helps with being more happy with what you have and not always being on the lookout for something new. And it just helps you lead like a really great, frugal, wonderful life. And because the thing is when we're grateful for what we have, we're more naturally content with what we have. So we're not always kind of like on the search for the next best thing. And this allows us to conserve our financial resources to put them towards what we value most. And for most of us, our homes are one of the largest assets that we have. However, they're also an asset that can get us into a financial situation that stretches us too thin. So today I wanted to share some thoughts about being grateful for the home that you currently have. And now this does not mean you should never upgrade your home if that's what you really want, of course. Frugality is about putting your money towards what you value most. But sometimes when we just take the time to be grateful for the home we currently have, it can kind of change our perspective and give us better clarity on what we really do want and make sure that we're not just going to upgrade because we've been kind of we're kind of taking for granted what we already have. And you may realize that you don't need more than what you already have if you really just kind of take some time and look around and see what you have to be grateful for in your current home. So one thing to think about is just to kind of think about the purpose your home serves. The most basic purpose of a home is to give us shelter and climate control. But even beyond that, there's other basic purposes that a home serves that we might not even really think about. I mean, your home gives you somewhere to be yourself and be comfortable. I mean, you're not gonna get into your pajamas and sit down and relax while you're at work, right? It gives you a place to store food and cook meals for your family. Your home gives you somewhere to feel secure and get away from the outside world if you're having a bad day or going through a challenging time. It's a place you can rest and recover when you get sick. There are so many basic needs that our homes cover in our lives, and we might not even think of all these things that we actually get out of our home. And just thinking about all of those basic things that your current home is already providing for you can kind of maybe give you like a new, not respect isn't the word, gratefulness, I guess, for having a place that gives you these things. Definitely another tip is really to try hard not to compare your home to others. No matter what we have or how much we have, there's always someone with something bigger and better. I was thinking about how much more happy people would be with their homes if there were no other homes to compare to. Like, say if your home was like the best home. I don't mean like you have this like giant mansion or whatever you consider to be the best home. Honestly, I wouldn't want a giant mansion. That sounds like a nightmare, and they don't look even nice and or comfy or anything like that. But whatever your vision of like the perfect home is, that's not what I mean. I just mean like whatever your current home is, if that was the best version that existed in the world of a home, you would not be thinking about upgrading because you would already have the best. So if you just kind of think about how life would be if there was nothing to compare to, it would be a whole different situation. So because you would know that there was no upgrade, you already had the best, you wouldn't even be thinking about it. So just like with cars and vacations and everything else, sometimes we catch ourselves feeling like we want something more because we see something more, even though we never would have wanted it if we didn't see it or we didn't know it existed. You know, we can be totally happy with what we have until we see the new, bigger, better thing. But if we're really mindful of this and we kind of think about it and try and put ourselves back into perspective, it can really help us with being much more happy and grateful for what we have, including our current homes. Another thing you can do to try and give yourself a little bit better perspective about the home that you currently have is to declutter. Sometimes when we've lived in a home for a while, we often start to accumulate some excess things, and the feel of a cluttered room can make us feel really unhappy about that space. It can make you think we need more space because then everything would fit so nicely. But no matter how much space we have, there's always the potential to continue to add more stuff to the space. So try to spend a little time to declutter a room that might be feeling a little bit messy or just doesn't feel very comfortable to you. And just simply getting rid of a few things and neatening things up can make a big difference. You might have a whole different view of a space after just doing a little bit of decluttering. And while you might have a feeling like you need a bigger space, you'll often see that the space you have is perfectly fine for what you need. You might just need to take that time to go through and get rid of some things that you're not really using. Because even just having those things that you're not really using will make you feel like kind of negative. It can make you feel a little bit anxious, because when you see things in your home that aren't being used, it makes you feel kind of bad, because it's like, oh, well, you know, I have these things, I should be using them. But if it's not something that you even really want to use, just get rid of it, because then you won't have that guilt, and that'll help you feel better in your home just by getting rid of something that causes you some of that anxiety. Another tip is to consider a little new paint. So having someone having someone paint for you can definitely be a bit on the expensive side. But if you're up for doing the work yourself, painting a room can make a huge difference. Or even if you're up for paying someone to paint the room, that would be awesome too. I recently priced out having someone paint our living room, and I just wound up painting it myself because I knew I was able to do it, and it just was so expensive. And it's not that I wouldn't pay to have it done, but I had other projects that I really want to save for to put that money towards. So either way, regardless, if you want to paint yourself or if you want to save up or you have money to put towards painting, just painting a room can really make you appreciate that space a lot better. Painting's really a pain in the neck, but you can always do a little bit at a time if you're going to be the one doing the work. And you can have a house that's a little bit crazy for a little while because maybe you're painting little sections at a time if you don't have time to do it all at once. But changing the paint in a room to a color that you really love can really make a huge difference in that room. I recently repainted our living room and hallway, and I really didn't have time to dedicate to get it all done in one shot. So I basically just painted it little bits at a time when I could. I did like a half hour on my lunch break here or there. I did like an hour or two straight on the weekends, but I just did a little bit when I could. And then before I knew it, I had it done. And I really, really love the way our living room and hallway look now. And before I repainted it, I was so sick of the colors that had been in there because we had them for so many years and I really liked them when I got them, but I just couldn't stand them anymore. And it was like every time I was in that room and like paint was starting to chip, and it just kind of made it feel like blah. But once I took the time, and it did take some time, like I said, it took me a while to complete the job, but now that it's done, it made such a huge improvement, and now I love how it looks. So those little things you can do in different areas of your house are going to make you appreciate your home more, and they're not usually super costly. Deep clean something that you've been meaning to get to. Sometimes we can get a negative or anxious feeling about our home if there's something that we'd really like to take care of, but we just keep putting it off. It could be an organization project that you really want to get done. Maybe it's a repair that needs to get made. If the task is something you can make progress on relatively easily, if you just devote some time to it, then just make it a priority to get it done. This could be something like deep cleaning a neglected area of your home, or even just simply wiping down a basement laundry room that maybe has gotten a bit too dusty. If it's something that's going to cost money, but you don't have the budget for it, try to maybe plan to save up so that you can resolve the problem. Having a plan to save up for a project to get it taken care of can turn that negative feeling into a positive one because you're taking action to work towards resolving the problem. This could be something like replacing a broken closet door, or having some grout redone, or fixing a deck, or whatever it might be. If you just acknowledge some of the things in your home that might be making you feel not so great about your home, you can often do something about it, even if it's not an immediate solution. Like I said, just putting a plan in place can really make a big difference in how you feel about a project that is kind of making you, kind of think like, oh my gosh, I can't stand this. Like when my deck needs to be replaced, and when I go out there, I used to be like, oh my gosh, this needs to be redone. And we have a plan now, we're saving up for it. So like, even though it still needs to be redone, and when I look out there, I still know, yes, it needs to be redone, but I don't really have those negative thoughts about it because I know we have a plan and it's going to get redone. It's just going to be a matter of time for us to save up the money. So just kind of like identifying if there's anything in your house that you might kind of be seeing and not really thinking of it, but in the back of your mind, it's kind of bothering you because you really need to get that thing done. Another tip is to focus on what you love. Like, what areas of your home do you love the most? Or what area of your home might you love the most if you did some minor upgrades? Like, do you love to cook? Maybe you can do something in the kitchen to serve your needs better. You don't have to have a complete kitchen renovation to make an improvement. Even something as small as rearranging how you store things to make it more functional can really help you enjoy the space better. Like in my kitchen, I had this one drawer that had, we had accumulated so many of these, those like refillable drink cups, you know, like the ones that you put water in and you bring it somewhere, like, or you can put coffee or whatever. We had accumulated like a bunch of them over time. I don't really know how, but they were like, this drawer that they were in, you could barely even open or close it, and it was so annoying. And then every time I washed them, if they didn't fit in just a certain way, it was just such a pain in the neck. I was like, I can't stand this. I can't stand these. Every time I got to go in that drawer. And then I went through and I was like, you know what? Some of these aren't even being used. Some of them maybe either didn't have a lid that fit properly or whatever. And I got rid of some of them and reorganized that drawer. And now it's so nice. It's like if someone needs a drink cup, they could just open the drawer easily, get it out, use it. So just making like little tiny changes like that can make something that was negative into a positive. And that can be in an area of your home that you really enjoy. You can make it even more enjoyable by doing little things to improve it. Like, say maybe you love spending time outside. Can you maybe buy a couple of new cushions for outside chairs to brighten things up a little bit? Or maybe you need a new umbrella for a patio table or a fire pit to have a place to gather around on a nice summer night. Like, there's many small things you can do to bring focus or improve the things that you already love about your home to make those areas even that much better. And the last tip or thing, not it's not really a tip, but the last thing to think about to kind of help you be more grateful for the home you currently have is consider the financial impact of an upgrade. One thing that's always kept me loving our home and being really grateful for it is the fact that we can afford it. It feels really great to live in a home that serves all of your basic needs and that you don't feel financially stressed about. So, of course, I'm not saying that I've never considered looking at the possibility of upgrading where we lived, but even when I have, I've never gotten to the point where I actually wanted to move forward more than just kind of looking at some pictures online and saying, oh, look at this. Isn't that a cool room? Look at this really cool yard or barn or whatever it was. In the listings. But that's pretty much as far as it got for me because, like I said, we can afford our home and it just feels good to have a nice place to live and we can make upgrades as we want to or change things as we want to and we can always afford our payment. So there's nothing wrong with upgrading your home when you can afford it. And, you know, if you really want certain things out of your living space that you just can't get out of your home, of course, there's nothing wrong with that. But you just really want to think it through Because so many times people stretch themselves too thin financially when it comes to upgrading a home. And I just never feel like it's worth the stress just to have like a larger or different or better home. You know, maybe it has better features or is in like a different type of location or whatever. If you can't afford it, it's just not worth the stress of making that change. So that's it for today. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can find blog posts for each episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And you can join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. If you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would really love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see that you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. Those ratings and reviews are what help grow the show because it boosts where the show comes up in the search results when people are looking to listen to something similar to this. So that would be really awesome if you could take a moment to do that. Also, if you're interested, there is a link in the show notes to financially support the podcast. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?